Hey, Jules.
Hey, Jim.
Remember when you left the dildo for me to find suction cup to the bathroom wall the other day?
I do.
It kind of scared me. No,
Oh,
I
I'm sorry.
just was startled.
Well, I was kind of startled when I had found it in the shower earlier that evening at just about eye height.
wanted to remember to take it out after I cleaned it.
I thought we were back to our old here's the dildo game.
Oh, no, I just forgot to move it.
Hi, this is Jules,
And Jeff.
and welcome to
Trans
Trans
in
in
the
the South.
South.
We haven't posted in a while.
There's just been not too much to talk
There
about.
really hasn't been a lot going on,
Life is
right?
good, you know?
Well, it
It's
is.
just kind of normal.
And also, we're not getting out much because COVID is
Back.
rampant right now.
Back and better than ever.
So we have what we hope will be an informative podcast.
Yeah, there really isn't much information about sex toys for post-op trans women out there, and you just kind of have to guess and hope that you get something good.
Now, let me say this. There always got to be a bunch of caveats. We're going to be talking about a number of sex toys. They're actually spread out across this large bed we have right now.
We have
And
kind of a lot.
there are kind of a number of them,
And this is
which,
not all of them.
oh, yeah?
No, there's still a couple hanging around somewhere.
Okay. And so there are a lot of things when you're talking about sex toys, I think. First of all, these are all for people with vulvas.
Yes.
I'm not saying that people without vulvas couldn't use them, but I think the primary purpose for most of these is for people with vulvas.
Yes, specifically post-op, having had a vulvovaginoplasty.
Right, but you haven't. You're not
No,
post-op.
I'm not. I have plenty of
Right.
I've had plenty of toys in the past also.
Right. And so that's one thing. The second thing is today, I think actually, today's the 13th,
Yeah.
is my 15-month anniversary of being
Surgery.
penisless, post-surgery,
Post-surgery.
and I have yet to have an orgasm. So I don't know what that is. I think that is a statistical rarity.
And it's not the fault of the
And it's
toys.
certainly not the fault of the toys. I get an immense amount of pleasure out of sex. It just doesn't happen to culminate in orgasm, or hasn't yet. And I'm fine with that personally.
Yeah, and we've been to, you've had your pelvic fitness
I've been
checked
all
out.
kinds
You've
of,
been to physical
right?
therapy.
All
We've been to
kinds of.
sex therapy. We are currently reading Come As You Are, which is really enlightening in terms of like what libido is and
Yeah.
how it works.
So, you know, this is not the be all end all on how to
Absolutely not.
have an orgasm because I haven't, but it is just certainly not the fault of the sex toys.
Right. And they still feel great.
They feel amazing.
And yeah, so with any sex toys, your mileage may vary, obviously.
Yep.
Everybody's different. Everybody's anatomy is different. We have done a lot of research and a lot of testing. I mean, there's hundreds of dollars of sex toys here. So we're here to tell you what has worked and hasn't worked for us.
Yep.
This cat is getting hair all over the silicone.
I think because we want our people to be able to listen and get the bottom line first, I'd like to talk about the big ticket items
Sure.
first and then go down to some other ones that we haven't found really are all that exceptional.
Okay, so do you want to talk about lubricant first?
Why don't we talk about lube?
Yeah.
I think I've switched back and forth on lubes a bit. We started out with SurgiLube.
Right, which is what they give you for your, because it's
Right.
bacteriostatic.
Right.
They give you for your surgery, post-surgery healing period.
But that's come and gone.
And
Well,
it's sticky.
it's sticky.
It's not great for pleasure. It's great for what it's supposed
Right.
to do, but it's not great for playing with.
The one we have that we actually both have, there's a bottle of it next to your side of the bed
Yes.
and one next to my side of the bed.
And an extra one in your drawer and a travel size one in the bathroom. They should sponsor us.
They should. That is the one we have is Slippery Stuff. Slippery Stuff is water-based, and there are all kinds of lubricants, and they can be great for what they do. But a lubricant that is going to be used with a silicone toy should not be a silicone-based lubricant.
Right. Get a water-based one.
So this is water-based. The one we use is Slippery Stuff Gel.
Oh, yeah.
They also make...
like a liquid.
Yeah, like a liquid. Yeah. And we haven't tried that. But we like gel. The one I get is, and you get, is a 16-ounce pump bottle. And ounce for ounce, it's pretty economical.
It is. And it doesn't burn or sting or cool or heat or tingle or any of those things. It's just lube. And I think it's also safe to eat.
Oh, good. Because I was getting hungry.
You're so cool. Water-based, glycerin-free, designed by women for women to be used when additional lubrication is desired. Okay, non-staining, fragrance-free, dries clear and clean without leaving sticky residue. Doesn't say anything about being edible, but I've had it in my mouth plenty of times, and it's fine.
I can't imagine. It's awful.
It doesn't taste like anything.
It also doesn't say it's dangerous to ingest.
So. Right. Well, I mean, your body absorbs it, so I would assume.
Right. So that's the one we like. Whatever you're doing, if you're going to get silicone toys.
Which you should.
Well, which we'll talk about in a minute. Stay away from silicone-based lubricant. Yeah. Yeah.
And you did try another lubricant. You tried, was it the Good Stuff?
I tried something.
It's the one you still use in the shower.
I still wash with their wash day product.
I think it's called the Good Stuff or something like that.
And that is called Good Clean Love.
I knew it had the word good in it.
Yeah. Good Clean Love. At least the bathroom, the quote, feminine wash stuff is called Good Clean Love. And it may be called Almost Naked or something. I think it's got the word naked in it, which is interesting because I usually am naked when I use it. So.
That didn't work as well for us.
I think it was a little bit more expensive. So this is just our preference, and you may very well find that or something else works better for you.
I can say that I used it for years with straight sex and for masturbating, and we've used it for lesbian sex, and it just is great across the board.
Yeah, whatever it is, if you're post-op, you already know this. You're going to need lube.
Yep. I need lube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of women do.
A lot of people with vulvas do.
Right.
So lube is the first thing.
Lube is the first thing.
That's a good thing to have. What else? Okay, so do we want to talk about dildos first or vibrators?
I would like to talk about kind of the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Not only in terms of importance, but in terms of size.
Is it this one?
It's that one right there.
This one?
Interestingly,
it's not
plugged
in.
Mine is.
Oh, okay.
Interestingly, the Hitachi wand, and we like the plug-in.
Because it never runs out of batteries.
Because it never runs out of batteries at critical times, although it does have another flaw along those lines, which I will get to in a minute. But here it is.
So it's the big wand, and it has 5 settings. That's number 2, number 3, number 4. It's got 4 settings.
Okay. 4 settings.
Yes. Yeah. Good Lord. If you ever do anything with the 4th one, just beware. It's just as scary as it sounds. It has impressed you so much, you started coughing.
So let me say this. I was seeing, a few months ago, I was going to a physical therapist in the hope that she could clear up my anorgasmia, as it's called.
She was specifically a pelvic female.
Yes. And she said my pelvic muscles were great. that the pelvic floor had anything to do with that was the cause of my anorgasmia. But she was in there, and she was in there with a student or an intern or something. And, you know, here I am hanging out for all the world to see, and we're talking about, and I said I had tried the magic wand for 20 minutes at a time, and they both gasped as though it was just common female knowledge that nobody could go more than 4 minutes with a Hitachi magic wand without blowing their mind. So
I have to say, I had 2 orgasms in 6.5 minutes with mine just right. The other day.
So this is kind of the gold standard, I think, as far as vibrators go. Let me tell you, though, for the 1% of you who, like me, have trouble getting off, I remember times that I tried for 2 hours. And I'd get most of the way there. It just never happened. But the magic wand will shut off after about 20 minutes because it doesn't want to overheat. Mm-hmm. And so if that's you, you know.
Might be a good idea to warm up a little bit first before you.
Yeah.
And also, it doesn't really like to be under covers for a really long time.
Oh, okay.
So if you're having like a marathon, it overheats faster if it's under covers.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even bother with that. But anyway.
But you may find that when you're post-op, you are not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
It might be way too scary and you're way too sensitive.
Right. I remember my clit was immensely sensitive for maybe 6 months post-op. Yeah,
you were like very iffy about anything touching it, especially
or
not
getting
that
close
thing.
To it, really within an inch or two of it.
Yeah.
And this
that
thing.
That's way too intimate.
But one thing you can do is put it over your panties, or if that's still not enough, put it over successive layers of sheets or thin blankets or something like that,
yeah, that really,
until it feels comfortable.
Yeah, that really helps.
So,
but though, if you like a rumbly, deep vibration, which is the buzzword nowadays with
It's easily the best for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one to get. It is amazing.
Yeah. It's expensive. It costs, what, $100 or
something? No, I think it was $75.
Okay.
I'm going to price
it. It's not all that expensive. It's like only $75.
In the world of sex toys, it's not that pricey.
Oh, I okay.
So like $70. Mm. I think I got mine. We have both have one. We have hers and hers on either side of the bed again. I remember getting mine on sale, like at Pink Cherry or something when they were running a big sale.
Yeah.
And that's how I've acquired the vast majority of my sex toys. I very rarely pay.
Yeah. It's like clothes for me. I mean,
it's like cars for me. It's like, I'm not going to buy full price. I'm not going to pay full price. It's too expensive.
So that is the Hitachi Magic Wand. I think what we're going to do is start with vibrators.
Great.
And then just go to dildos.
Well,
it
sounds like a plan.
For those of you who are unsure what the difference is, vibrators vibrate. Dildos are static, usually. They're just cylinders of various configurations that go in you. We have some toys that are neither of those. We also have one that we'll get to, which is a vibrating dildo.
Yeah, we have a couple of those. This one, that one.
This
is
one.
Pretty much, I mean, it's an insertable vibrator or
right.
A vibrating dildo. Same thing.
Right. One of the beauties of sex for me now, one of the many beauties of sex for me now, is that I have many more erogenous zones than I did before. And some of the ones, well, I only had 2 or 3 before, but a couple of them, I have more variability with them now, meaning in a good way. I like them better. The beauty of vibrating dildos is you can hit a number of these.
They're multi-use.
Yeah.
Depending on where you like to put them.
So my number one, for a long time, was something called the Satisfier, S-A-T-I-S-F-Y-E-R, like satisfy plus er. This one's purple and it's about,
I got a tape measure.
Of course you do.
Well, the insertable length is 4 inches
and it has a little, what do you call that?
It's got a bunny sort of deal.
Yeah, it's got, yeah, it's got a little rabbit a sort of thing that comes up. And so
that's the Satisfier Magic Bunny, in case you are.
It's a Satisfier Magic Bunny. And so you get clitoral stimulation and penetration, and the whole thing is vibrating all at the same time. As we said, it's going about 4 inches into you.
Which is really a good spot. And it's a little curved at the tip.
It's also a little bit curved anteriorly, that is to say, up towards your front.
I'm going to see if it'll turn on. Oh, there it is.
Sometimes you have to hold it down for a minute before it'll go on.
But it's got a couple of settings.
Right. It has several settings. And a lot of them have pulses. Or they'll go back and forth, or they'll go on and off in pulses. I just found one of these the other day. I don't remember which one, that pulsed in a regular way. Was it that?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. And I found the pulse. I found it to be a good thing.
Yeah, but all the other patterns that they put on these things, they're pretty useless.
Well, so. I mean, they have them on for a reason. I think they're...
It's a gimmick. Okay. 36 patterns. Like, okay, I just want it to vibrate.
Okay. So, I don't know. So, that was my first favorite. It's small. It's not scary looking. What's the diameter, would you say? Can you tell?
I'll try to measure it. 1¼.
1¼. So, that would be probably the size of the green...
Soul Source Dilator.
Soul Source Dilator, right.
And that's what we based... At first, we based all the sex toys right. We bought off of those.
Right.
Because we knew that you had that much.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I just dilated a little while ago. I'm still finding the orange one to be very little trouble. Incidentally, I'm dilating now pretty regularly, about twice a week. It's been well over a year, and I think I'd heard originally that I could go down to once a week. I don't find that works for me.
You do it at least twice a week.
I think, yeah, I'm going to plan on just that's how often I dilate in the long run, because otherwise things get tight.
And then you can't accommodate this next one.
So the next one is also by Satisfier.
It's called Yummy Sunshine.
Pardon the illusion, banana yellow.
And banana shaped.
And kind of banana shaped. It does, it's how long, do you say? Let's see.
The insertable length is like between 5 and 6.
Yeah. And it's got a raised portion at the end near your clit. It doesn't curve around like a rabbit. It's just raised. But so that kind of stimulates the opening to your vagina, which is very sensitive and a very happy place for me. And it also goes further down and stimulates other areas that in my vagina feel very nice.
And it's a lot girthier than the purple one.
It is. It's probably 1⅜ inches, I would think. Mm-hmm. So that would be the size of the green one, of the green dilator.
Okay.
I think.
It's definitely pretty girthy.
Yeah.
And it's got several settings also.
And it won't turn off. So that is my current favorite. If I need something inside of me, which I tend to.
That's vibrating. It's
something artificial.
And vibrating.
And vibrating. I found myself that there's not really a substitute for human intervention. And that sex toys just don't get me where I want to go the way my girlfriend does. But
I'm better than a sex toy.
But you're better than I am at me, at my own self, so...
These also, we should mention, are pretty flexible in terms, like, they're not rigid.
I think almost everything we have is silicone.
Yeah, but I mean, some things have a silicone cover, like,
right.
You know, like this, but they're kind of, like, hard inside and
right.
rigid inside, so they don't have a lot of bend and give.
Right.
But one of the things we really like about these is that they're like a dildo in terms of squishiness. And flexibility. Yeah. I'd say they're like a medium squishy.
Yeah. They have a very natural feel to them.
Yeah. So those are great. We love Satisfier.
The next one is very special, and it's starting, you know, I mentioned a few minutes ago that I couldn't stand to have anything within a couple of inches of my clit. I find now that that is not the case at all.
We like things there.
You get kind of hungry. And so the next thing is a vibrator that is not an internal vibrator. It's an external vibrator.
Is this one?
Yes. This is a suction slash... Oh, it is also, interestingly, by Satisfier.
Is it?
Yeah.
We love them.
I guess we really do.
Yeah, it's the... Here it is. It's the Satisfier Pro 2 Air Pulse.
Okay, because it will blow air as well as...
Yeah, if you use the top...
It has a setting for sending air out and a setting for...
It'll vibrate also.
Vibrating.
So you can do both.
And it vibrates on various speeds as well.
And the suction aspect of it has a lot of speeds also.
Right.
You know, it's very easy to dial them in and back. Like, they're not like 1, 2, 3. They're like 1.5, 1.75, 2. Like, it's, thank God, because it's sitting right there on your clit. It's just like a little donut that goes over top of your clit, like a suction cup. Damn, if it isn't great.
It's very nice.
There's nothing like that thing.
It's called the Satisfier Pro 2 Air Pulse. It's bronze colored, I would say, or kind of a pink bronze.
It's rose gold.
And it fits very nicely in your hand.
It looks like a telephone receiver, kind of. Like an old-timey telephone receiver.
Yeah.
It cost me $39.95. I think I got a deal on it.
And where did you get that?
I got it from Pink Cherry. A lot of these things I got from Pink Cherry.
Yeah.
They're basically two places that we go, and it's Pink Cherry and She Vibe. And they're both really good. And Tantus, but we usually buy Tantus products right from their website.
So. The next one is one that I don't use very much. I bought it as a vibrating dildo. It's battery operated. Most of the ones we have, all the ones from Satisfier that we talked about are rechargeable.
Yes.
They have those little double
prong.
Yeah.
Magnet.
It's a magnetic, the magnet attaches onto it and charges it. This one is called
Silicone Stud Chubby G Vibe in Ivory, and it is cheap. Like, I'm seeing it on sale right now at Pink Cherry for $10.
I think it must be approaching an inch and a half, which is the size of the orange. The largest one that Source sells, it's a little bit tight for me.
It works pretty well for me. I've enjoyed it a few times. But yeah, it's pretty chubby as far as girth. And it has 7. See, this is what they say.
Yeah.
It has 7 rhythms, apparently.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can kind of...
That might not interest me, that... But this kind of on-off thing. Anyway, I've known a lot of post-op trans women who have not had a problem going straight to the orange one after surgery, the orange dilator, and more power to them. You may be able to handle this very well. It's basically just a straight half-inch diameter cylinder that curves up over the last inch and a half slightly.
How flexible is it at the tip there? It's pretty bendy.
The shaft itself is very bendy. The tip itself is not. It's got a rigid...
Oh, so it stays like
so it stays bent. Yeah. But the shaft is as bendy as a normal penis.
I think that might be a really good budget option.
It very well might be. And of course, you don't have to use it, I would think, as a dildo. And you don't have to use it as a vibrator. You could use it as either independently.
It's 7 inches insertable. You don't have to, of course, insert it all the way.
So you could use it either as a dildo or as a vibrator or as both.
Right. So those are the vibrators we like.
The first vibrator I used...
This one?
Actually, that tiny little thing.
You can hear how high-pitched it is. It's like a mosquito buzz.
It is. And I was very, this is the one I owned before surgery. And I think I bought it just to kind of psych myself up that I was actually going to be using vibrators one day.
It's really small. It's like a lipstick size.
Yeah, it looks really like an oversized lipstick. It's got a mushroom head.
That you can change out. It comes with three different
right. What's it called?
Heads. That's a good question. I don't know where I got it from.
It's fast. That is to say, it's got a high frequency buzz.
Yeah, much more buzzy than rumbly.
Yeah, I wouldn't really. I was rather taken by it at first. Mm-hmm. But then again, I had different parts in those days. I wouldn't use it now just for me because I like the lower frequency.
But yeah, it has three different heads. And I actually bought one before or maybe just when I met you. And that was how you knew about it because I had
right.
one and you liked it.
It's got several different.
I bought it because it had this little two rabbit ear looking
right head.
I thought that looks like it could feel really good.
And then it's got the third head, which I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
It's shaped like a chicken.
It's shaped like a coxcomb.
Yeah.
And it only has one speed, on and off. And
yeah.
It's kind of finicky.
It's got two little triple AA batteries, I think.
Yeah, it lives in our graveyard.
Yeah, we have a six. So is that all those?
I think so. Well, this is a vibrator. And I want to say...
Oh, I bought that. Yeah, it's a tiny little thing.
Yeah, it's a little... It's about the size of the other one.
Yeah.
But skinny, and it's got like this bulbous...
It's kind of a teal color. It's like a miniature version of that other
thing.
Because it go clearly is meant to go in you.
It's quiet.
It's quiet. It's got a slow pulse.
It's pretty rumbly for all
It is kind of rumbly, and it's nice. Yeah. But it's much smaller even than the small purple one.
It's not something that I would use as an insertable.
Yeah.
It's
although
like a clip vibrator.
Yeah, probably. And who makes this?
It's about the size of a finger. I think that's Jujui.
Can you spell that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's got several speeds also. Yeah.
Oh, here, it's spelled J-O-I-J-O-I-E.
Okay.
I believe it's one of theirs.
Okay. And that, yeah, it's about 2.5-3 inches long.
It's just the size of a finger, basically, if you look at your finger and kind of make like a crook shape out of it, it's basically that.
Yeah, I might try that again sometime.
Do you know they're having a New Year's sale at Pink Cherry right now? It's like 80% off.
Seriously?
Yeah. Maybe we need to go double-o shopping.
Uh-huh, maybe.
Anyway.
So that, we have one other vibrator.
Well, these are from our graveyard. They don't work as well as the ones that we have now. One you bought, that's a rabbit.
Rabbit.
Or no, maybe I bought it for you.
I think you bought it.
You were really into the idea of rabbits at one point.
Yeah.
So I got this. Oh, yeah. This is a by Pink Cherry, actually. Posh silicone teasing bunny vibrator in pink 10 function.
Yeah.
Quiet.
And these rabbity things.
Well, not that quiet.
They speak for themselves. They don't do for me what they do for some people, I guess.
Really, you have to very specific anatomy in order to use a rabbit. So I would say if you're looking for something for your first vibrator or your first dildo, it's not the way to go.
Yeah.
And the next one is in the same vein, the one that you've got there. That came from Amazon. I bought it because it was like the highest rated clit sucker thing on Amazon that also has an insertable part. And it kind of looks like a spaceship.
Well, it reminds me. Yeah, it looks like it's got an insertable part it gets bigger as it goes further into you.
Not that comfortable looking, really.
Yeah, and it also has this thing that goes over your clit and sucks like the
Satisfier
thing does.
But
I might try that.
With my anatomy, It just did not work. Like the clit sucker, I could not get to
fit.
Fit over my clit at the same, I mean, because the angle isn't really adjustable. It wants to pull back to that angle all the time.
I see.
And so, although people say that it, like, they threw it across the room because it felt so good, it just didn't do anything for me. I just couldn't
get the sucky part. And that just goes to show that these things are different for different people.
That's right. Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to you, which is it doesn't matter who you go to who's rating these things. Some features are going to be important. If they tell you that it runs out of battery in 4 days, that's something you want to know.
Right.
But the fact that they find it pleasurable is not an indication that other people, any other specific person, is going to find it pleasurable.
Right. And in that vein, I recommend the blog Hey Epiphora. That is Epiphora. Hey Epiphora. Just Google it and you'll find her blog. She is a sex toy reviewer extraordinaire, and she's been reviewing them for over a decade. If you are thinking about a sex toy, she has probably tried it and breaks it all down. It is great. I have used her recommendations many times. She recommended my Tantus dildo and also the Satisfier that we use now, the sucky one that we love. Anyway, so.
Then there is the other red thing you had.
It's just a rabbit that we bought at a sex shop.
Okay.
Again, same problems. You were really into it for a while, though.
I was really into it before these other satisfiers came.
Yeah.
One other thing that I tried the other day, but I think I was using it wrong, is that thing that goes in your panties.
Oh, the panty vibe.
A panty vibe. It comes with a ring-shaped, an oversized ring-shaped controller.
Yeah, remote controller.
Remote controller. And theoretically, I guess you should be able to go to work with this thing in your panties. I was just imagining sitting in a boring meeting, reaching in your purse and surreptitiously turning it on. I don't necessarily recommend that. And it's shaped like a, I don't know.
Like the area between your vulva and your panties. It's shaped like that.
There's a little convex area. It's just sticking out some. And that is clearly meant to go to the outside part of your vagina. And then the rest of it sticks to your vulva. And then I guess part of the part is there to stimulate your clit.
I've used it and I've never gotten an orgasm from it. Oh, that feels good. And it's loud.
Yeah, well, not loud, but it's
loud enough that if you were in a boring meeting, people would be like, is someone's phone going off repeatedly?
Yeah.
It's not silent, that's for sure.
So that's all the vibrating things we have right here, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get this. Oh, there's this little cheap bullet.
Oh, a bullet. Yeah.
But this thing is tiny. It's the size of my thumb. It's plastic. It's pretty much not going to get you anywhere. I didn't pay much for it. I just thought, looks like it could be fun. It wasn't. So just, you know, the higher quality thing that you buy, the happier you're most likely going to be.
So I've never used a bullet. What do you do with bullets?
You just put it right on your clit or wherever, on your nipple, wherever. Anyway.
Okay. So those are the vibrators that we have. And you've heard our recommendation.
Have and love and don't love.
You might want to, we might be breaking this down into two. I don't know.
I think that's a great idea. Then we could have one episode about vibrators.
Yeah.
And one about dildos.
Yeah.
In part two, we'll just talk about dildos.